Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That would be a fantastic idea, and some people are just really on top of that particular notion, like Jay, who's called right now, so I'm not even going to tell you about anything else except to put Jay on the air right away, because we're going to reward positive behavior. Jay, welcome to the program. How am I going to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you. Wow, I used to listen to you a lot back in the 90s, and you've always been very helpful.
Cool.
And, and especially about 2000 when I got a divorce after being together for 10 years, had a 9-year-old son, and it was very difficult for 10 years afterwards. But listening to you was helpful. I have to say, I'm just going to give you my question, and then I could probably spend a week with you.
But,
after 15 years, so I do have a son, and he's in his early 20s in college and very successful. I'm so happy about that. And I live in a different state from, like, the rest of my brothers and sisters. And so me and my ex-wife, and so there really wasn't a lot of communication after, with my brothers and sisters and my ex-wife. But recently, I have one sister who is, like, Facebook friended her, so she kind of pops up more into my life. My ex-wife does. And my ex and I continue to co-parent our child, although we kind of live in different cities too now, and so it's kind of silly, but it's kind of hard to see it rip here. So my question is...
Well, let me just ask you a question. What's silly about it?
Well, because it's been 15 years and I should be over it. And
well,
I am.
But you're not necessarily saying, well, I could ask you that, which is, are you still in love with her? Do you want to reconcile? But let's separate that out from the issue of co-parenting. That, I mean, your son presumably is essentially an adult. So the co-parenting probably is negotiating who's going to, whether both of you are going to come to the graduation dinner or something. It's not like you're trying to figure out, who's going to take him to the pediatrician. But
right.
You're going to be co-parenting him for both of the rest of your lives and the rest of his life. So I don't think that's silly. I don't know, when you say silly, are you still hoping that at some point the two of you can resume a marriage or a relationship?
No. Okay. No, and I don't mean to, and she's remarried, and I have no feelings for her, in that
okay.
fashion.
Okay, so why does it make you uncomfortable to still have that kind of interaction with her, do you know?
Well, and I have to say, too, there's so many issues here. I have a kind of a long-distance, long-term girlfriend who lives across the other side of the states. And, so I do have someone. It's been different, because we're long-distance. That's another issue. I think what's hard for me is part of it. What's funny, Dr. Joy, is yesterday, I just found your internet show here after all these years when you kind of were off the radio, and I just kind of rediscovered.
Honey, I've never been off the radio. It's just that your radio station may not have carried
yeah.
you. No, I've always been on. Since God's dog was a puppy. Yeah.
It's just so great to hear your voice again. And really, there's so many quotes from you I just write down and reread. And I should just say I just kind of re-remembered, your story about there was a guy that called in about his son who was kind of discovering his football dream wasn't really going to happen.
Right, it was not going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, but, the thing is, because you were talking about a musician who it sounds great at 20, but then at 45, not so great. Well, that's kind of my story. So
You're a musician?
I'm 50, and, I did kind of turn a bit of more of a chapter 10 years ago and turned in to, got a degree in music and teach music as a sub, as a guest teacher,
okay.
teaching with a bit more of a handful, but I work full time as a sub. And so I kind of have my foot in it, but I still do perform, but I can't help but feel, honestly, at this point in my life, not super fulfilled. And, maybe I know that's part of it, that I'm not super happy with kind of where I'm at.
Okay.
But my question is, there's kind of another dynamic, too, in that, 2 years ago, my mother was in her 90s and she passed away. And I think I kind of caused some conflict when I have many siblings, and I kind of pushed for my brother to get a good deal on her place because, you know, he had always lived close by and helped her. And I think that kind of offended my sister a little bit, and because she had, you know, she, you know, has done many things over the years. And since then, I've kind of felt a rift a little bit from her. She won't really say it. But I don't know if that has something to do with it. So my question is, I just kind of feel like I kind of need to call my sister and kind of address it, you know.
Okay.
And say, hey, you know, did I offend you by doing this, and can we talk about it? And
okay.
B, why after 15 years are you sending my ex-wife a Facebook request?
All right, well, are those the two questions? Because I don't want to stop you in the middle if there are more stuff here.
No, those are the two questions. I just, one last thing I want to throw in. What's really interesting, though, where I'm kind of a, you know, where I've been a musician and a working musician, and at least I've been successful in my local area playing casinos and such. And I still do that, even at my age. But my son is a really promising songwriter and has kind of amazed everyone. And I'm so proud because I bought him his first guitar and taught him some stuff how to play. But he's really developed. He's actually kind of, but he's also pursuing other things, studying computers in college. But he's actually, like, he could really do something. He writes these amazing songs that touch people's hearts. I kind of feel like, I can't help but think, oh, my sister just kind of wants to reconnect with my son's mom because, you know, she wants to, you know, kind of.
Well, okay. Let's be careful about ascribing other people's motives to other people. Okay. At this point, presumably your sister could have her own relationship, her own side relationship with your son. I mean, he's an adult. She doesn't need mom to vet him anymore. So
that's what I feel.
Yeah, so I mean, all right, let's go. You've given me a lot here to work with, and let's start with the specifics, and then we're going to go to the general, as opposed to the other way around, all right? Because I think it's probably going to make you feel a little more comfortable as well. Okay, let's start with the obvious of your sister and your discussion with her and her discussion with your ex. Okay, let's start there. First of all, let's start with the easy one, which is her relationship with your ex. I mean, look, people have David, I don't even know if it was David yesterday, but lots of people's mothers, and it wasn't David, it was an email, I think, that we had from a caller whose mom, no, I know who it was. It was last week, and she just, we I think we gave her the whole hour at some point. But her concern was that her husband's mother was having a relationship with her husband's ex, and it offended her. And I said, look, they were together a long time. People have friends. When he was married to his wife, he wanted his mother to like her, and we know that one of the things that happens is that we pick people as our mates who either remind us of our, you know, our opposite sex mom or sister or same sex, you know, whatever. So the idea that your sister should have a relationship with your ex, I think would, you know, I don't think it says anything about anything except that they're both adults and they want to have a relationship, and to be offended or threatened by it, I think, would be a mistake on your part. And even if we ascribe less than wholesome motives to your sister, first of all, there's nothing you can do about it. But second of all, if there's nothing you can do about something, you might as well put as happy a face on it as possible. And assuming that you love your sister, that at one point you were in love with your ex-wife, the two of you don't hate each other, and if the two of them want to be friends, they have things in common, they both know, and maybe they met, I don't know if your ex came to your mom's funeral, certainly would not be unusual, and maybe they picked up the slack there, but for whatever her reason is, number one, you're not going to be able to affect it, number two, it's going to look petty if you do, and number three, you know, it shouldn't affect you one way or the other. It's not a popularity contest, hopefully, at this moment of love me or love my ex, all right? So chew on that for just a minute. I'll be back, and we'll deal with the entire range. Cornucopia of issues here. Sure. Hang on, Jay. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to do exactly that, to help you with whatever it is that's on your mind. 855-993-7569. We're talking with Jay, who's got some specific issues and then some slightly more global issues, and we're going to look at all of them, as a matter of fact. All right, the first series is has to do with his sister and her relationship with his ex that seems to have heated up a little bit. And Jay and his you know, in the 4 o'clock in the morning, the world is not a good place for me blues, is saying, gee, maybe it's because my son has some talent and she's trying to kind of piggyback on top of him. And I'm saying, regardless of what it is, let it be. There's nothing you can do about it. It'll make you look petty. Just assume, if you're going to assume anything, assume that that they are bonding over the fact that they both think you're a good guy or a bad guy. And that may be your concern, is they're going to get together and say icky things about you. But there's not much you can do about that anyway. So I think what I would do is just assume that they're friends and that's fine, and let it go. All right, the more complicated issue of you talking with your sister, and there are a couple of ways of dealing with this. When's the last time you actually talked with her?
Well, we've seen each other over the summer a couple of different times,
okay.
as with all my siblings. You know,
how many siblings do you actually have?
Well, there's a total of 7 of us.
Okay, well, don't be embarrassed. That's my family, too. We have to talk to our parents about that at some point, but it's probably a little late. All right, so was she friendly? Was she standoffish? Where do you have any...
Well, you know, the thing is, it was just kind of as we're finishing the process of going to my mom's house. And, my sister has always been very much a leader in the family and really kind mm-hmm. of organizes things and very strong, very smart. And has always been very supportive of me as well, you know, in many ways. But, there was definitely some kind of weird mom moments and comments that she would make as we went through the house that kind of...
Give me an example.
Well... You know, just she would almost negative comments. You know, okay, here's another terrible thing about me. Dr. Joy is yes, I'm a long time cigarette smoker. Started when I was young and not proud of it, but you know, have not kicked it. But just at one instance when we were going through items in a china closet and kind of pressure things in my mom's and it's kind of been difficult for me to take a lot of things because that's kind of been another issue. It's kind of difficult to see my mom's place come apart.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of been a second home for me for a long time because I've kind of been an apartment dweller all my life. And so, but this is kind of where I grew up. But at any rate, so I really haven't taken a lot of things, just, stuff in there. But I took one item, and she kind of made a side comment like, oh, you can use that for an ashtray, and which kind of hurt my feelings.
Okay. All right. So let's look at that. Is she your big sister? Is she your older sister?
She's older.
Okay. Here's how I'd interpret that, which is, and my interpretation is just as an outsider, which doesn't mean it's any better than yours. It's just an alternative way of looking at it, is... We big sisters tend to feel that somehow we're kind of assistant parents, and especially as our parents get older and less capable or even die, that we have to somehow, we've decided we have to take over that role. And it's really not conscious, because if we consciously think about it, we really don't want the role. But quite often we were the babysitters and we were the ones who were left in charge. And so it's sort of part, if not of our DNA, it's at least part of our socialization. And she, I would guess, is a non-smoker. And so her comment, I think, probably reflects less an antipathy toward you than it does a concern for you. Of, you know, and is it snide? Yes. Was it meant to wound? I think it was meant to be heard in that she's concerned. She's probably nagged you about cigarette smoking like 40,000 times. Her intellect understands it's not going to be effective. You're not going to stop smoking until you decide to stop smoking. But that part of her that was socialized into being the big sister, the caretaker, the babysitter, the caretaker of little old Jay, sort of has... Listen, I've been known to, when people get onto an elevator and they smell like smoke, to say, wow, you know, listen, if I can give you a relaxation tape to stop smoking, I'd be glad to do that. And I finally stopped doing it somewhat, partially because people I'm with get really upset with me. What are you doing? Well, they're smokers, and I don't want them to die. Jimmy, you don't even know them. So if that's any comfort to you, that those of us who feel that somehow our job is to make the world a better, safer place do irritating things like this, and there's no one we're going to care more about than our, you know, our baby brothers. So I would view that more as irritating, granted, perhaps inappropriate, but caring rather than angry. All right, and for that particular one. All right, but here, I don't want this to go any farther, and you don't want it to go any farther. So I think what I would do is organize exactly what you're suggesting, of taking your sister out and saying, hey, listen, you're of my brothers and sisters, you're my favorite, or, you know, you're one of the favorites or whatever. And I sort of feel like somehow I've done something to offend you, but I feel like we're not as close as we once were, and I really miss that. Can you give me any suggestions here? Now, one of the possibilities is to say, you know, the thing with George may have bothered you because I really do love you. And if I had to choose between you and George, which hopefully I would never have to do, I would always choose you. But you are so much more competent than he is, and he is so much needier than you are. But I'm not sure I would necessarily bring that up at the beginning for two reasons. First of all, she may not be upset about it, and if she feels, if in fact you're right that is the issue, she may feel defensive, because when you look at it in the cold light of day, it makes her look a little grabby. So I wouldn't necessarily bring that. If we're trying to move forward and heal things, we don't necessarily go back and point out something that we suspect may be a sore point, okay? So I would take her out. I would tell her how much you love her, how much you miss her. And she may say something like, you know, well, I'm just busy or whatever, or say, okay, listen, I'm not trying to attribute anything other than I want to be more than your Facebook friend. I want to be your offline baby brother. I adore you. You're my goddess kind of guy in your life. Okay. All right. So that hopefully takes care of sister part A and sister part B. Long distance relationships. They suck. Unless this woman is incredibly fantastic and either of you have the thought of moving closer together, I would keep her as a friend and find somebody closer. Just because, especially at 50, is that really what you want? And it sounds to me that you're looking at your life in general, which we're going to get to in a moment, and saying, and a long-distance relationship isn't going to help that. Now, you may feel at this moment, and it's hard to argue, the long distance is better than nothing. But I would argue the counter statement that says, as long as it is long distance, you're not going to look for somebody closer, and it essentially doesn't give you very much. So keep it as a friendship. And you can even keep it as a date, but look closer to home, because the long distance, I mean, I don't know what you're looking for in a relationship, but most of us want somebody when we're feeling sad to give us a hug or buy us an ice cream cone or rub our back or, you know, and that's, you know, phone calls are about the same. They're a little better than Facebook friends, but not a lot. So let me put you on hold and we'll come back and deal with some of the other issues. Alrighty? I know you thought we had them all, but trust me, 855-993-7569. And I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking with Jay, I'm not sure midlife crisis is exactly how I describe it, but going through one of those times where you look at your life and think, oh my goodness. So we started with his sister and relationship with his sister to his ex. I think hopefully we've gotten that one taken care of, which that one should really be off the table.
That was really helpful, Dr. Joy, yes.
Okay, good. All right, and the second of how to deal with sister about seemingly a bit, and my guess is you're absolutely correct, that when you supported your brother over what she felt was her best interest, it, you know, she felt, well, gee, I thought Jay loved me, and so I don't. But I wouldn't necessarily bring it up. I just say there seems to be a problem, and if there's something I did, can we talk about it? Because I really miss you, and yada yada, and let her bring it up. Because if you bring it up, she's just going to say, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, or whatever. And if it wasn't the issue, which it probably is, then you've got another issue to deal with. So I'd let her bring it up, but do take her out relatively soon. Tell her you miss her. How, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Long-distance relationship. As I said, you know, I don't have to dump her, but I'd certainly look for somebody closer to home. You know, presumably you want someone to play with as opposed to someone to talk to on the phone. She could be your Facebook friend. Go ahead.
You're on a roll. I appreciate this. This is such good advice, all of it. You know, just in terms of my long distance, because I have kind of flirted with the thought. Thing is, I'm on the West Coast. She's East Coast Canada. And, you know, she, like yourself, is a psychologist. And,
oh, dear. Dumper.
Yes.
That was a joke.
No, but we, yeah, I don't know. I have entertained the thought of moving there. And that's a little, I mean, like in the next year or so. And that's in, you know, I don't know. So I'm
well,
kind
but
of
one of the ways, I mean, you're talking about a year. And so, I mean, how long have you known this woman?
Known her for 12 years. She came here. She worked here for like 6 years, and then her job took her back.
How long have you been involved with each other?
For 12 years, and we've been.
Oh, honey. Listen,
yeah.
If after the first 6 years, one of the other of you didn't move, what do you think has emerged that's going to make it more important? I think you're kidding yourself, but we'll leave that. And be careful about moving on the basis of a fantasy, because presumably the time the two of you were craziest about each other was, either in the first year of your relationship or the first year you were apart. And the fact that you've been apart for as long as you were together, but, you know, that's, you're going to have to sort that one out. I think you're kidding yourself. I think you're clutching at straws, which is kind of what I want to get back to. I think that a lot of these issues are swirling around a general sense of malaise. A general sense of, and I don't think it's surprising that when we talked to David yesterday, that's what elicited the response from you of my saying to David, because he's, for those of you who weren't listening yesterday, shame on you. For those of you who weren't listening yesterday, David called because he's got a 21-year-old son who wants to be in the NFL, but he's too small for the NFL. He transferred schools with the idea of being able to play football and catch the NFL's eye at a smaller place. And the coach at the smaller school said, "Baby cakes, you're bench material. You're not going to be first string." And so his son is understandably, if not heartbroken, and probably heartbroken, upset. And so David's calling me because David's impulse was to call and say, you know, get your head out of wherever you placed it at this moment. Deal with reality. You're not going to play football. Let's get on with your life. And I said, no, that's not what we're going to say, because he'll never forgive you for that. As part of helping David to deal with his son, I said, who did you want to be at this point? It took him a while, but he got to the point where he wanted to be a drummer. He wanted to be a rock star and really had to give that up at about this age, maybe a little bit later. And I think that's what, and we talked about that, about how that feels. And it doesn't have to be that you give up a dream. It just means that what you do is that you begin, if not closing off, at least beginning to truncate one chapter of your life to lead into the next. So I think, Jay, at this moment, you need to figure out what the next chapter is. The first chapter, it sounds to me, was your marriage and your kid and being a musician. The second stage sounds to me it was kind of the divorce and not seeing as much of your kid and sort of taking a job that was allied that is okay but not exactly what you want. And I think probably your mother dying and having to kind of close down, as you say, your second home, it really ended the second chapter or whatever chapter we're on and began the new one, which is still a mourning to a certain extent, which is, I think, where you are now. What do I do now? And I think the first place is not to start with the West Coast of Canada or long-distance relationships or even your sister. I think the place to start is, okay, what do I want to do? And as you know, there is a way certainly of taking things that we want to do that we, you know, that are kind of speak to our heart and our passion and doing them for fun or as a volunteer or part-time. And then things that hopefully that we'd like to do, which may not have been our first choice, but turn out to sort of fit who we are and some of our needs, including maybe needing a salary and sort of pairing them up. And it sounds to me, I mean, for example, my thing was I always wanted to act. You know, I've been doing it since I was a very young kid. Did it fairly successfully all the way through junior high school, college, actually a little bit after college, and then realized that, first of all, I couldn't make a living at it. Second of all, I hated auditions, even though I got probably anything I ever auditioned for. It just wasn't going to work for me. So I sort of did psychology, and turned out that I get to kind of combine, sort of, two things I really love doing, which is knowing how things work, all that engineering stuff, dealing with people, and if not acting, at least getting to perform a little bit. And what I've done in the last couple of years is added some of the acting back in. Very very tangentially, much fun, much less pressure on it because even though it scares the living daylights out of me, it's not how I define myself and will not ever. So, and I'm not really saying that that's the model. I'm just saying it's a way of thinking about what do you want to do? You're in a different, you're not who you were when you got divorced. You're not even who you were when your mom was alive. You're a different Jay. So what does this Jay want? And be careful about making your happiness and your direction primarily based on somebody else, because it's not fair to them, and it's not workable because they have their own agenda. And I'm saying if you want to move to the West Coast of Canada, move to the West Coast of Canada. If this is the woman you really want, seems to me it would have occurred to either or both of you well before now, but that's a different issue. But you don't decide, I mean, unless you decide, all right, I'm going to take 6 months of my life, take a leave of absence or whatever, I'm going to go and I'm going to live with her and I'm going to get a job out there and I'm going to play, you know, maybe, and see what happens. And I would be a little cautious about mashing together disparate elements. But if that's what you want to do, then do it, but do something about it. But begin, instead of sort of mourning the relationship you had with your sister, your mom, your marriage, your son, decide, okay, all of those were chapters that have now morphed into other chapters. How do I want to define this next chapter? And it may be a little unclear. Sometimes we don't actually know what a chapter is about. We don't even know the heading until we're kind of start working with the material in that chapter. But I think if you think about it in that way, rather than, well, this didn't quite work out and this didn't quite work out, you're just in a different chapter. So how does this chapter include a relationship with a woman? Does it include a closer relationship with your son? Does it include a closer relationship with your sister? What about your other sibs? Does it mean staying where you are geographically? What does it mean about your work? What does it mean about your music? And all of those need to be looked at as separate entities, kind of in a mosaic, that define, okay, how do I begin this next chapter? And how this chapter ends, or what the chapter after this is, who knows? That's what we call living our life. But I think if you think about it in that way, you're going to have a completely different take on it than the one you've got now, which is, yuck, this isn't really, I'm not really very happy. Okay, what would make you happy? And again, take each of these separate areas, and we've already talked about some of the easier ones, which is your relationship with your ex, maybe, certainly your relationship with your sister, thinking about the relationship with the long distance. But most importantly, I think for you and for most men, it's going to start with how do I define where my passion is, what do I do for a living, and is there an overlap? Or maybe there is not an overlap, maybe they need to be kept separate, or maybe there's a better overlap, or maybe I've got a pretty good overlap. But I think if you think about it in those ways, you're going to have a whole different take on it.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Joy, I appreciate that. I have thought of taking the 6 months and giving it a try. One thing, you know, I know it is crazy. We've been apart as long as we were together. One thought was I was kind of, you know, when my mom passed, because I knew that she was getting close. And so that was kind of one thing I told myself, well, when she passes, my son gets closer into college. But so he gave me a lot to think about here, and I really appreciate it, Dr. Joy.
My pleasure, Jay. If you need some more help, give me a call. 855-99. You're welcome, sir. And I'm honest, I've been on the radio the whole time. Well, I occasionally sleep. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Rich, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm good, Rich. How are you?
Good, Dr. Joy. The reason I'm calling is I heard you the other night when I was driving home from work, and I liked your approach, and it was no nonsense, and you got to the point, and I figured maybe you could help.
Okay. What's the problem?
The problem is I'm 47 years old. I have three children, two teenagers, and a six-year-old daughter. I'm going through a nasty divorce, mostly my fault. But my future ex-wife doesn't want me to see the kids. She makes it extremely hard through the court system to see them. Now, what happened between me and her was horrible, and I blame myself for a lot of it. But the reason I married her, the reason we stayed together for 18 years, because I thought we had one common goal, which was the kids. I didn't take vacations, she didn't take vacations, we didn't spend a lot, everything was for the kids. And I don't understand how I understand how we fell apart. I just don't understand how the same things we wanted, the kids, how she would...
All right, let me get a little information from you, Rich.
Sure.
How long have you actually been apart?
It's been 8 months now.
Okay. What was... When you said you did... It was mostly your fault. What did you do that was sort of yucko?
I was a big drinker, and I played around. I played around like I was free.
Okay. Was there any domestic violence?
Yes, actually, the last incident, I pushed her, and she called the police.
Yeah.
The
problem is that gives her additional. It gives her additional ammunition about the kids.
I'm not resentful for that. I'm really not, because I understand that, and she thought she did what she had to, and I have no problem with that.
Right, but how old are the children?
I have a 15-year-old that lives with me now, doesn't want anything to do with her. I have a 13-year-old that lives with her and a 6-year-old that lives with her.
Right, so we're really talking about, presumably, the 15-year-old. First of all, let me just sort of give you...
Sure.
A way of thinking about this that may not have occurred to you, because I know your answer is, how do I convince her to let me see the kids?
Yeah.
But believe it or not, probably the key to this entire situation is your 15-year-old, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
That the 15-year-old essentially is doing to you, I mean, first of all, a 13-year-old can dial a phone, can text, can email, could get in touch. How far distant are you from her at this moment?
I'll be back in the same town because my son's going to continue in the high school.
All right, so for the last 8 months, how far have you lived apart?
Not far, 3 towns over, probably about a 15-minute ride at the most.
Okay, the point being that the 13-year-old could be in touch if he or she wanted to be. Right, they can dial.
Okay.
So we're really talking, and the 6-year-old. So is probably the issue. The deal are the two older ones boys?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So the deal I would make in your own head, and I wouldn't do it as a quid pro quo with her. I wouldn't say, look, I'll tell you what, if you'll let me see the 6-year-old, I'm going to make the 15-year-old see you. Because I think that's...
Interrupt you, doctor, just to let you know so you can help me better. I will only communicate with her because of the court through email and voice.
Okay, well,
so
but it's still the same thing. I mean, you know, whether you write it or say it or text it, it's the same.
Okay.
I don't want you to do that quid pro quo, but I want you to sort of view yourself as I'm going to be the role model. I'm going to show her how it's done. I'm going to show her how, even though I'm not very happy with her, I think that her keeping the 6-year-old away from me is unfair, that I'm going to do everything I can to facilitate a relationship between the 15-year-old who's with me and clearly going to be more influenced by me than not. And because and I think, first of all, it is moral, it is fair, and it also gets back to your principle that says, geez, Louise, the reason we stayed together was the kids, and now everything is falling apart with the kids. Because the 15-year-old, in some ways, is even more vulnerable than the six-year-old. My guess is the 6-year-old. What is the court arrangement at this moment? Is there a custody arrangement?
Yes, sure there is. I see them every other Wednesday and every other weekend, and I could call the. I only want to communicate because through the house phone she wants to monitor, so I only communicate through my son.
All right. So what? So has she? Have you seen the children on the Wednesday and the, every other weekend?
Yeah, it took me 2 months before I was allowed to even talk to them.
Well, but Rich, the point is, if you're seeing them now, you're seeing them.
Yes, that's correct.
So what is it, so she's going along with a court mandate, yes?
Yeah, and there's a basic minimum, and she won't, and they want to see me more, they keep saying, Dad, why? And I'm saying that's not up to me.
Okay. All right, and I think but Rich, listen to me. You've got a stable situation. You're seeing the kids. You're moving closer. What I would do if I were you is sort of in your own mind decide, look, this is a long-term issue, not a short-term. We're really talking about a war, not a battle. Perhaps the wrong metaphor. We're talking about a marathon, not a sprint. So the deal here is I'm going to begin dealing with my 15-year-old about why he shouldn't be mad at his mother, about why his mother basically did what she had to do, that your dad was a jerk, and your dad has learned a lesson the hard way, but your dad was a jerk. I don't want you to learn the same lesson, that I know it's hard to go between your mom and your dad, but I will not badmouth your mother. Your mother is basically right. And sort of let go of all that she's keeping my little grow from me, yada yada. Let go of that because it's not going to get you any place. And the angrier you are and the more she feels or anybody else feels that you're going to be vindictive, the less likely you are to have increased visitation with the 6-year-old, because that's really the one we're talking about. The 13-year-old is old enough and maybe angry enough, but and is also the middle child. But he'll sort of sort this out because he has a lot more independence. He has a lot more personal sovereignty than the six-year-old is.
Does.
So instead of, and I know what I'm telling you may seem counterproductive and counterintuitive, that what I'm saying is instead of working toward getting more time with the six-year-old,
okay,
that, I think that'll take care of itself. Work with getting your son, the 15-year-old, to be more loving toward his mother. And I guarantee you that will not go unnoticed by your soon-to-be ex, number one. Number two, it's the moral and right thing to do. Number three, he is much more vulnerable than the six-year-old. And number four, that if it gives you additional moral credibility and authority to be doing exactly what you're suggesting she do, which is figure out what's best for the kids. So, and I know that that's not what you called to, you wanted me to give...
It is, doctor, and that's
but
what
you
I
can
anyway.
Okay, you can hear the kind of logical, that's why I went through with you. Don't take my word for it. Think it through, that what I'm suggesting should work well for you, should make you feel good, help the 15-year-old at a very tough time, and also set the standard for how, as divorced parents, we're going to deal with our kids. And I think it will, in the maybe not instantly, but and maybe not immediately, but eventually work very well on about 15 different levels.
No, I think I agree with you, because what I think what the resentment's coming from is I got healthier and I got better and I'm making great choices now and trying hard.
Right, but
I see her getting worse, and I always thought she was a lot better than I was.
Well, but and you can, but instead of saying she was a lot better, she may feel the economic impact more, that you came, you know, that there's nothing we like more than a reformed sinner. And
okay,
and look, from her point of view, Rich, looking at you and seeing that, and I'm assuming what you tell me is absolutely true, that you are getting healthier, you are getting better, you are getting saner. But there's going to be a part of her that says, why the hell couldn't he have done it when he was with me?
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.